Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I am inside the new Four Hands Brewery in Kirkwood. New location with Tom Bainan, the director of taproom operations. Well, before we get to this place, let's go back in time. Can you give me a little bit of history about Four Hands?
Sure. So Kevin Limp founded Four Hands in 2011 down on 8th Street. They had four core beers on, and now we've grown to many styles: gins, whiskeys, CBD drinks, NA drinks. I always say, if you can come here and you don't find something to drink, there's something wrong with you.
I know the downtown location is the primary one, the flagship, if you would call it. It's a household name in St. Louis now. How do you think that happened?
I think it happened because, one, I think Kevin never shortcut quality. He always wanted the best beers out there. Marketing, branding, Kevin's a whiz at, so he's done a good job doing that. And number one, we're strong with the community tie-ins. Our citywide beers give back to the community every quarter. And I just think, you know, being a vital part of the community, giving back, especially in the city of St. Louis, and all the charities that we do help with, has just created this kind of foundation, along with, you know, the quality of the beers, that I think it's just going to, you know, last.
Now, with a name like Lemp, I'm going to assume that there's some family tie to...
I don't think he is.
Oh, really?
I think there was two different Lemps.
All right.
That's kind of what I've heard. If it is super distant cousin, maybe the old world or something.
All right.
I don't think they are related, though.
But it's not bad to have a name like that.
No.
With the history of Lemp Brewing in St. Louis, so.
I think at one time I heard Kevin say that he was looking at that property.
Wow.
But, you know, that property's kind of disrepair a little bit. So I think he kind of chose the smaller, correct option.
One of the other things I've noticed about you guys recently is collaborations with other breweries.
Sure.
So Voltron. Mm-hmm. One of your IPAs, you've done it with different breweries, different iterations. So how did that all come about?
Well, Andy Bergio, he's our director of innovation here with the brewery, does some great beers, has some great ties in the beer community. They kind of reach out and they kind of collab on a recipe and make it. We weren't going to think they were all going to be IPAs. It just turned out to be IPAs. So now we have five volumes of that Voltron all across the nation. And I think we're going to have something up our sleeve for when we culminate in that. I can't say what it is now, but there's some good ideas going around on that.
And for those who don't know, Voltron was an animated character from the 80s.
Yes.
Robot sort of thing. Yeah. How do you describe him?
Yeah, like five robots that join into one.
Yeah, there you go.
And save the universe. Little known fact is Ted Koplar bought those rights to Voltron from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, KPLR. Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So the cans are very colorful, and they're, I would say they probably could be collector's items.
They are. A lot of people. We had somebody come from the Quad Cities last week to pick it up from Chesterfield, a four-pack and some glassware. So that people are really, they're really sought after.
And the beer tastes good,
too.
Oh,
it's super good.
It really is. Otherwise, what is your philosophy as a brewery when it comes to beers?
We try to, you know, find the trends, see what people are asking for or want. We just try to look and see what the mainstream is wanting, and then kind of playing on the out currents of that mainstream too, and trying to innovate and trying to bring new hops in and play with malts and doing all that.
Well, I would think it would be a challenge. You want to be trendy, but you don't want to be overly trendy.
No,
where,
no.
It's just another brewery that does 50 IPAs or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, like coming out with the citywide stout, total opposite of an IPA, right? Coming out with that and not having a great splash, it just kind of shows that if you have a great product, there are people out there who will drink it. You don't want to be a flash in the pan. You want to have these core brands and these core ideas that, that people will always just come back to, like our incarnation and our citywide.
Sure. And when you mentioned the stout, there have been a lot of iterations of that too, in terms of, I mean, the peanut butter stout, I recall, was very popular. Yeah. And then there have been some other ones, like raspberry maybe.
Yeah, we do the Madagascar, we do the chocolate milk stouts.
That's right.
So like during the fall, you'll see all those things come out, because that is kind of fall weather beer. But the citywide stouts, like year round. And then just with innovation, you know, now we just dropped the Yes Tea, which is our hard tea, which is delicious.
I've had it, and I agree.
I had it on the golf course
yesterday.
It's
too good.
Yeah, sorry.
It's,
yeah, it is sneaky good.
it's carbonated, too, which a lot of those tea drinks aren't.
Yeah, we put a little carbonation. It kind of gives that mouthfeel a little bit, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
And it's only 100 calories.
Yeah, and 2 grams of carbs.
So you guys are always innovating, and you also are into liquors, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the latest on that?
So we have a line of Withered Oak, which is our rye. We have our year-round, which is our Caribbean and port barrel finished. And then we have an orange bitters. But my favorite we released last winter, which is now gone from the market, I believe, is the 7-year rye. And it was phenomenal. It was super good. So that went pretty quickly. And then we did our last collaboration was with Missouri Botanical Garden with our gin. And we kind of used Missouri kind of variety, like herbs and berries and all that to kind of make that gin. It's super good. And I think we're coming up on our second batch, like our volume 2 of that soon. Just be on the lookout for that.
I learned recently that there is a new designation in Missouri for spirits that are, have ingredients. I believe it's bourbon specifically. Mm-hmm. I think it was David over at Still 69. What is it?
630.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Over at Still 630, who was the lobbyist behind that.
Oh, cool.
With other people. Yeah, he was behind getting that designation. So if you make all your bourbon, or you make your bourbon with all Missouri ingredients, you can call it a Missouri bourbon, as opposed to, you know, not being able to because of Kentucky.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
I know.
Anything that can bring it, you know, super local.
Yeah.
And it's just funny you just said that name, because we just picked up his rums. We're going to be starting selling those rums in here.
So okay, awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your expansion, because this isn't your first new location.
No.
It started in Chesterfield. So how is that going, and what was the plan? Were you thinking 3 steps ahead, or are you just kind of playing it by ear?
Well, the plan was to have Kirkwood first.
Okay, there you go.
But just being an older building and historic for Kirkwood, we really wanted to do it right for Kirkwood. So they did a really good job updating the building and how they added on to this building is amazing. But Chesterfield, we opened that last Labor Day. It's been a huge success for us. It's been great. We're with the factory next door, all these new restaurants coming in. High Point's been a great partner in that space. And, you know, we're doing great out there. Sales have not let it down. Chesterfield has been super welcoming. And the people have been great out there, too.
Well, Chesterfield has been doing a lot. They're creating that whole downtown idea.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this place where you're at is that kind of broken down mall that looked, you know, like it was going the way of all kinds of malls.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But now it's a completely renovated, beautiful space with outdoor TV, and it's right next to Topgolf.
Yeah, the
and
hub.
The factory.
That's what we call it. We call it the hub, and it's a, you know, nice, like, probably like a, what would you say, like a town square almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's got the stage, like you said, and the TV. And we just have some fun nights out there. You can watch a city game out there on Saturday nights. Bring your own chair if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. You're just out there with some crowd and having a good time.
And you've got the partner there is High Point,
mm-hmm.
the burger joint. Downtown you have Peacemaker,
mm-hmm.
and here you have Peacemaker in Kirkwood.
Yeah, a little more expanded menu here. We have a small kitchen in the tasting room downtown, but here they've really brought their game. This place, it's really good. These guys have been working really hard. I mean, you know, when you open a restaurant, the food side just gets pounded, and they've been doing it. I'm so proud of these guys over here. It's nice to have a good partner that can do that, and it's great.
And for people who don't know, if you go to Peacemaker over in Benton Park, I mean, it's all seafood-related stuff. So it's lobster and crab and po' boys and all that. But the menu downtown has different other items on
it. It's more like finger foods and stuff. Just kind of like, you know, because it is a smaller footprint in there. Here, it's seafood. And, but they did. They've had a burger, and they've added some kind of, you know, other sandwiches that can kind of, so you're not stuck to just the seafood.
Why that collaboration? Why Peacemaker?
They've just been a great partner downtown. The Kevins, we call them, Kevin Nashin and Kevin Limp, they respect each other, and they really get along really well together. So I think it was just a natural fit here.
And it's kind of smart to, if you're going to grow your brewery, to grow it with a food partner.
Sure.
Because when people are drinking, they want to eat too.
Yeah, and that's responsible. You should eat when you're drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've been a really good partner with us. Very open ideas as we've been with them. You know, sharing a new space, there's going to be some kind of growing pains, but we attacked those. It's been great team effort here.
I was having a conversation with somebody, I think it was yesterday, who works at Peacemaker, and she was telling me the process of getting the seafood every day from the airport.
It's amazing. Two times a day.
They go to the airport. I had no idea.
So two times a day they go to the airport and bring this stuff in fresh. That's great. I was talking to Chris Nashin, Kevin's brother, and I was like, so what's going on? So they have their own little, lobsteries, I guess they call them. I don't know, in Maine. And they grab and they put it on the plane, they send it, and it's crazy. Two times a day. It's hard work just to get the freshest.
I mean, that is something else.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And then I guess they take them to the Benton Park location and
Benton Park
prepare,
in here
and prepare it for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's really neat.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about this spot. Mm-hmm. What did this building used to be?
So this was called Down by the Station. It was a like a gift shop kind of thing. The Caboose. Everyone knows the Red Caboose in Kirkwood. If you've been in Kirkwood, you've kept that. So when she decided to move on from the business, Kevin was in love with the place. Working with Savoy has been great, getting it up. The vision, I've been watching this. I live in Sunset Hills, so I kind of drive by when I was going to Chesterfield all the time.
Mm.
Took this route. And watching it, I was like, I don't see it. I want to see it. I don't see it. But I trusted in, I mean, Kevin's vision has been great. And it just looks amazing in here. Gives it, you know, it feels like it's been here a while.
Already, yeah, it does. Yeah,
it feels lived in a little bit. I mean, this past month, I've seen this place transform from mud heaps to a beautiful outside garden, you know, with all that shared space. It's been amazing.
And it's for those people who can't see us, which is everybody.
For radio, right?
Yeah. We're right next to the train station and across from Billy G's. I mean, this is a perfect spot. The walkable area of Kirkwood couldn't be a better location.
Yeah. So Kristen Bailey, who's our taproom manager, and I were kind of joking, but not condescendingly, but just like amazed. Kirkwood is like Mayberry. I mean, there's people are walking up and down, you know, talking with the firemen across the street. They're all talking. It's the walkability is great. And it's only great for us. I mean, when we were in here about the week or two before, kind of set the amount of people that stopped just to ask questions and how nice and welcoming they were and excited was great.
And you know, we're in the historic district, and yeah, the tree-lined streets. Mm-hmm. I was actually just walking around. I had a few minutes to kill before I got here, so I was enjoying the walk through Kirkwood. It's beautiful. What's the capacity here?
We are about 325 right now, and that's kind of almost split indoor and outdoor. We have that pavilion that we added onto the back of this building, which is Four Seasons. It's going to be great. Like, I think Kevin even said, Kevin Nash, and he goes, can you imagine watching a football game with snow surrounding you? And it's just windows.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. You know, if you have a train going by, postcard, right? So we're really excited to see how each season kind of brings, you know, to that room.
Yeah, and you have a couple of different bars.
Yeah, we have two bars. We got two counters that you can order Peacemaker from. We have two bars. We use the QR system, so you don't even have to get up. We have people running food and drink to you. But, you know, as bar on the bar side, we kind of like, you know, recommend, why don't you come up and talk to your bartender so we can kind of like tell you about the beers.
So is all the brewing still downtown?
Yes.
Yeah, all the brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And my other question is, are there any Kirkwood specific beers, or
we are looking to work with the fire department and maybe do a Kirkwood Kolsch of some sort or something like that where we can give back to the community in Kirkwood. And I think we're leaning towards maybe helping out those that are less fortunate with school lunches and all that kind of stuff.
So giving back, as you said earlier, is a huge part of the mission of Four Hands.
Oh, big time. That's, you know what, when we're doing something new, that's kind of the second or third question. Okay, how are we going to give back with this? Or what can we do to, you know, help out in the market or help out in the neighborhoods that we're in?
And, you know, I know you're just opening here. Do you have any further plans?
Well, I know we're talking airport, but I don't know when that happens. But yeah, this is, we're going to kind of like rest on our laurels here. Yeah. Try to get these things going and moving. They're doing great. I mean, our staff is so great and kind. We really truly lucked out with them. And then, you never know. It's up the sleeve, but we're ready for it, you know.
What's your favorite beer here, or a couple of them?
Oh, man, I love the ST. Like I said, I was on the golf course yesterday, and we had a few of those.
Yeah.
It was perfect for that.
Right.
I like our Citywide Light Lager.
Oh, that's another new one.
Yeah.
The Light Lager, yeah.
You know, it's it just goes down well. It goes with great with baseball. And, you know, it's not too heavy, and there's not a lot of alcohol in it, so you can have a few. Be all right. I really love the Withered Oak line. For the whiskeys. If you're a whiskey person, everyone I've sent, they're like, you have whiskey? And I'm like, yes, try these rye. And they're like, these are amazing. I go, I know, right? So we do that. And then a few of these cocktails that we've been starting to make here are awesome. We have a strawberry fields, which is basil and strawberry with some, it's just delicious. So those are a few.
How would you describe the current state of the brewery scene in St. Louis? Obviously, St. Louis is one of the top brewing cities in the country. I mean, starting with Anheuser-Busch, but all the craft breweries that have opened in the last decade or two.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a point where there's too many, or the competition gets, there's people are getting cut out? Or
I think we're kind of past that. I think we're at where we're going to be at. Of course, there's going to be new breweries and everything, but I think we're at a good spot. I don't think anyone's stepping on anyone's toes. Everyone's got their own little identity. It's been, you know, it's great working with everybody. You know, we'll go out to other breweries and help them, and they become to us. When we do an event downtown or somewhere else, we always invite other breweries. You know, it's just a St. Louis thing. So I think we're good. I think we're stabilized, if that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that. So yeah.
So for this segment, which is called Roaming St. Louis, I'm almost to like 100 destinations within the last almost 2 years that I've done. And a handful of them are breweries. Not that many, but enough to, so I have a flavor of the brewery scene.
Sure.
And also I like beer.
Yeah.
So I've been to Civil Life,
mm-hmm,
and Mill Pond, mm-hmm, over in Illinois. Alpha. Well spent.
Yeah, well spent.
That's a good place, mm-hmm, too. But you're right. There's each one kind of has a niche.
Yeah.
That they are good at,
mm-hmm,
you know, and it's nice to have that. So
yeah,
you know you're going to a certain brewery. Why am I blanking on the one that Perennial,
yeah,
for example?
Oh, yeah.
Very specific. The Saisons, mm-hmm, and Civil Life is definitely the German and English balanced, mm-hmm, beers, mm-hmm, and and Alpha, of course, the sour, so
that's
nice. And you guys have a pretty good mixture.
Yeah, we do a really good mixture, I feel.
Yeah.
All those. I just think, like, and like you said, like, every tap room that they have, too, brings, it's just a different vibe. So it's nice. You don't have to go to enjoy St. Louis beer. You don't have to go to, like, you know, one brewery every time. I mean, we can pick and choose and have the best. We have one of the best beer scenes ever in the world, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to a lot of cities and drank a lot of beers, and, you know, the Midwestern welcoming and all that just helps, you know.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I don't think so. Just thanks for coming.
All right. Thomas Bainan, the director of taproom operations at the new location for Four Hands, which is in historic Kirkwood, right next to the train station. Come check it out. It's a beautiful spot. They also have Peacemaker serving food here. So thanks, Thomas.
Yeah, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.